Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
And we are about 48 hours away from the very first day of spring. We made it.
The Weekend!
This is our special Friday, end of the week, weekend preview program. I'm very happy to have you with us on the 18th of March, 2022. Now, Sunday, the 20th, when the spring equinox occurs, this marks the very first day of spring in the Northern Hemisphere. It is known as the astronomical or regular first day of spring. With the equinox comes increasing sunlight hours, earlier dawns, and later sunsets. Easter, also here before we know it, falling on Sunday, April 17th this year. And with all this in mind, here's your forecast for today, as you would expect. I think you'll find it to be a charming one, mostly sunny and warm. High 68 to 72. The winds are light and from the west. Now tonight, cloudy, chance of showers later on. Low 42 to 46, winds 5 to 10. Saturday, cloudy, rainy, maybe a thunderstorm, highs 52 to 56. Sunday, sunny, chance of a shower, 52 to 56 degrees. Mercy Medical Center colleagues gathered in the Delizo Conference Center throughout the day to celebrate the hospital's third consecutive Grade A Leapfrog Hospital Safety Grade for fall 2021. With a St. Patrick's Day themed event, colleagues received long-sleeved t-shirts that marked the achievement, and they enjoyed sweet treats. They were also congratulated and thanked for their efforts by members of Mercy's executive leadership team. Leapfrog is a national distinction in which most hospitals participate across the U.S., whereby they submit safety data to Leapfrog for assessment. Now, this Grade A score recognizes Mercy Medical Center's achievements in providing patients a safe environment of care and protecting patients by the Leapfrog Hospital Safety Grade. It's the only hospital ratings program based exclusively on hospital prevention of medical errors and harm to patients. The grading system, peer-reviewed, fully transparent, and free to the public. Grades are updated twice annually, in the fall and spring, demonstrating a high level of safety protocols. Very happy over the Springfield Museums to announce receiving a $750,000 federal earmark in support of upgrading the Science Museum. This is part of a three-year strategic plan. The museums are prioritizing relevance, diversity, inclusion, equity, and access. Here's a quote. The Science Museum must respond to community interest. We must provide relevant opportunities that draw everyone into the new tech-savvy, multidimensional world. This money will help the museums bridge equity and access gaps, and they're already a beloved institution. We will have an even greater impact as a public asset with the upgrades this money will provide. Now, here are some of their plans for improvement. A full-dome digital projection system with state-of-the-art software for the planetarium to augment the historical star ball and add multicultural perspectives to the night sky. Digitization of the observatory to allow full access to the stars for anyone, anywhere via online projection. Tactile multisensory astronomy exhibits for visitors who are blind or low vision. Now, for more than 160 years, the Science Museum has nurtured curiosity, fueled discovery, and transformed lives, and they're very grateful for a, well, virtually almost $1 million boost. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno welcomed Rabbi Noah Kosofsky to celebrate Purim. Purim celebrates the rescue of all Jews in the Persian Empire, as recorded in the biblical book of Esther. As part of the celebrations, it is customary to celebrate by eating hamantash. This was a, quite a gastronomic day or two for the mayor, who also celebrated St. Patrick's Day and some food and drink associated with that as well. A former member of the Springfield chapter of the Massachusetts Latin Kings, sentenced in federal court Thursday after pleading guilty to a firearm offense. 36-year-old Hector Adorno, known as King Gordo, was sentenced to 5 years in prison and 3 years of supervised release. Adorno pleaded guilty to being a felon in possession of ammunition in court on September 1st. That was 2021. Adorno is the 47th member to be sentenced in this case. The 69th Holyoke St. Patrick's Parade, will be held on Sunday the 20th, first day of spring. It will again air live at noon on WWLP and live streamed on WWLP.com. But two significant changes will also be made. The television location will move to the Beach Street side of Holyoke High School, and the parade will step off earlier at 11:10 a.m. from the Kmart Plaza. 22 news anchors Rich Tenemer and Taylor Knight, along with Haley Dunn from the parade committee, will serve as parade hosts, and 22 news anchors Don Shipman and Ciara Speller will provide interviews from the parade route with participants and bystanders throughout the coverage. WWLP 22 News may be viewed over the air on Channel 22.1, on Comcast Channels 5 and 822, on Charter Channels 9 and 787, and on DirecTV Channel 22, live stream page as well. Massachusetts, not even remotely close to the number of electric vehicles on its roads needed to meet climate goals. But a top Baker administration official said Thursday she intends to fight for funding in a new bill to expand charging options. Energy and Environmental Affairs Secretary Kathleen Theoharidis joined Governor Charlie Baker on Thursday to help roll out a $9.7 billion multi-year borrowing bill for transportation infrastructure that she said includes money for charging infrastructure, helping companies transition fleets to electric vehicles, school bus electrification, and more. With around 36,000 electric vehicles on the road in Massachusetts, the proliferation of these zero-emission cars and trucks significantly trails the 1 million vehicle benchmark officials have used as necessary to reduce carbon emissions by 45% below 1990 levels by 2030. Opponents of the regional compact said states were not eager to sign on because of the likelihood that it would drive up gas prices. The list of issues at the Roderick Island Courthouse grows and grows. First it was mold, then sewage backup, and now rodents. Yes, mice. One worker commented, every now and then you see a rodent everywhere. Well, Governor Baker weighed in and he commented on this. He said he's looking at it, he's aware of it. He says, yes, I know all about it, but he offered nothing further. So as we said at the top of the program, spring hits this weekend, and spring is in the air. I don't mean the first robin of spring. I mean the sound of the annoying dirt bikes so plaguing law enforcement and reducing quality of life. This has been going on for the last 5 years or so. Police spokesperson Ryan Walsh indicates that they have some new plans on deck to deal with the issue, but doesn't want to disclose much more at this time. So I'll leave you to enjoy your weekend, and I hope you do, and celebrate the coming of spring on Sunday. At least there's something there to be a little cheerful about in a tense time that we're in right now, locally, nationally, internationally, interplanetarily, and so on. So thank you very much. Our next new program, of course, Monday morning, up online at 6 a.m. and available to you throughout the day here on our program, Brad Shepherd Today, a service of Pioneer Valley Radio. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.